Hi, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. So you guys, today I have Angie with me. She is one of my old friends from college, and we went to University of Miami together. And she now works in Seattle at a shoe company called Dolce Vita. You might know it by DV, too. And she works in production there, so I wanted to have her on because you guys know I'm obsessed with shoes, and I post a ton about shoes, so I thought she'd be a really cool person to interview and find out about her industry and her job and her opinion on the shoe trends of today. So do you want to go ahead and tell us, Angie, kind of your background? I know you have a fashion background prior to working with DV. So tell everyone how you got started in the industry and kind of what led you to this job now.
Sure. So after I finally graduated college, I wanted to get an internship in the fashion world. So my boyfriend and I moved out to Los Angeles. And I got an internship, and that began my career in the fashion world. I went through a few different companies while I was there, then decided that we wanted to move to Seattle, try our luck in a different city. So we moved up to Seattle, and I applied for a bunch of different jobs there. And when I found out Dolce Vita was there, I definitely applied for that, and I got hired, and I was really excited about it, and that's pretty much how it happened.
How was the interview process? Like, is applying and interviewing with a fashion brand much different than any other type of company? Like, do they ask you questions specifically about style? I mean, obviously, I'm assuming you have to dress really cute, or you won't fit in, right?
Yeah, that's actually kind of true. All the companies I've worked for, we have been kind of a trendy group, so it's very fashion-oriented. We dress, you know, all the latest trends. It's not very formal attire at all, so that's nice. I can wear whatever I want, basically. For the interviews, I try to dress a little bit professional, but still on the trendy side. They usually ask mostly questions about my experience. It's not really fashion specific. I feel like it's very much like any other interview that other places would have. But, they like to know about your experience, and having experience in the fashion industry is something that I'm very proud of and that I can bring to any interview. So that's really the difference.
Okay, so have you always had a passion for shoes and just fashion in general, even though it seems so long ago now? I know when we were in school, I remember you were always one of the most fashionable girls that was there.
Yeah, I've loved fashion for a long time. It was actually in Miami that I got the idea to work in fashion. I saw one of the guidance counselors there, I guess, and she asked me what I really liked to do, and I was like, I love to shop. And she's like, oh, did you ever think about becoming a buyer? And I was like, no, what is that? And so she kind of explained it to me, and I was like, oh, yep, that's what I think I want to do. It's mostly been fashion in general for me. I mean, I never was shoe specific, I guess you could say. I've always loved shoes, but shoes have been difficult for me because I'm a size 5.5. And 5
yeah.
and a half is really hard to find. Even Dolce Vita doesn't carry 5.5 normally, so
wow.
I have to make my foot fit into a 6 if I want to take advantage of all the shoes.
Wow, okay. So tell us some of your favorite things about working in the fashion industry.
I love, like I said earlier, the wardrobe isn't formal, it's trendy, it's kind of wear whatever you want, and everybody that I've worked with in the industry kind of is fashion obsessed as well, so we kind of feed off of each other's, wardrobes, and it's great to come into work and feeling like, hey, I really nailed an outfit, and then have everybody be like, wow, your outfit's super cute, and, that's just like a good feeling. We all kind of bond over, our loves for shopping and cute things, and so I think that's, really fun part about working in the fashion industry.
So what happens if you're just not feeling yourself that day, or you're out late or whatever? Can you come in, like, so to say, in bummy clothes, or is that, like, highly frowned upon?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many times I went to work in yoga pants and, like, a long sleeve top in L.A., I mean, when I wasn't feeling it, I guess you could say. No, it's totally acceptable to be a little bummy sometimes. I mean, everybody has those days, and that's just how it is. I mean, totally fine.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
On the flip side, what are some maybe not so glamorous parts of working in the fashion industry that people might think it just seems so perfect and amazing, but some things they might not realize that they're still going to have to do because it's still a job?
Right. That's a good question, actually. Working in the fashion industry is actually really, really competitive. So getting a job you like and that pays well with benefits and everything is really hard. There's a lot of companies out there that take advantage of the competitiveness and, you know, offer less pay than the average, I guess you could say, because they know that they can fill the position. And so it's really tough to kind of get into a place that you like and that pays you fairly and has great benefits and everything. And it's also tough to work your way up. I mean, most people in the fashion industry start at a low entry-level position, and it's really hard to get those promotions and, you know, get where you want to be. You got to slog it out, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense, but you just have to
keep
working for it. It's not one of those industries where you can just say, like, oh, I have a law degree, and now I'm going to make, you know, $300,000 a year or something like that. That's not how it works. You definitely have to work your way up, and it's sometimes not so glamorous.
Next, I wanted to ask you to explain to us exactly what the job you're doing now entails. Like, what is kind of your typical day like? What do you do?
So I work in production, and basically what that means for Dolce Vita is half of our shoes are made in China, and I work with the factories in China to make sure that things are hunky-dory. So usually when I get in the morning, I'm going through emails. They're a day ahead of us. So a lot of times when I send an email, I won't get a response till the next day. So it's a little bit of a lag there. It's a very email-heavy job. So I get in and I check my emails, and I kind of respond right away to things that are easy enough. But most of the time, it's like production delays, dealing with shipping delays, dealing with shortages, dealing with development issues that everything kind of takes some time and has to be looked at. So I go through my inbox, I flag the important things, and then I just kind of get to work. A big part of my job is writing the purchase orders. So once we finally decide to buy a shoe, we have to write a purchase order to the factory. So I write all the purchase orders, and I send them to the factories. I also am in charge of editing them and making sure that everything looks good. And then once those are sent, I'm in charge of basically following up for shipping, making sure they're shipping on time, making sure that they are shipping on the correct vessel or shipping air if we need them to air shoes, and that they're going to be in time for our customer ship windows. So, you know, like Nordstrom is one of our biggest customers. We have Bloomingdale's. We have a lot of major department stores and boutiques, and we need to make sure that the stuff is getting there on time so they can sell the shoes in the optimal time period.
Yeah, especially because they're a seasonal item a lot of the time, so that's pretty important,
exactly.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned to me privately, but you said one of the best things is you get free shoes to try, right?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of free shoes. Actually, the company is really great. They're very generous to their employees, and they are allowed 12 free pairs a year. And it usually ends up being more than that, but they say 12 just to kind of keep a cap on it. And those are just like top of production, straight off the production line. What you'd get in the store is what we get as well. And they basically gift us 12 shoes because they want us to wear the shoes.
Yeah,
and
then you can be able to recommend them to people, too.
Right. But I'm lucky in that I have small feet, so I can fit into a lot of the samples. And we get crazy amounts of samples when we're developing shoes and developing our seasonal lines. So anything that gets dropped from the line basically goes into a big pile that I can basically take whatever I want. So,
so
yeah,
you must have a ton
of
shoes at home, then. Like, where do you keep them all?
Oh, my gosh. My boyfriend is ready to kill me. Right now, I have a large shoe rack on the back of my closet door. I have a shoe rack on the floor of the closet. I have some of those hanging ones, too. And then I also have about 3 bags full of shoes that are just sitting on the floor in our living room looking for a home.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what to do with those. It's a struggle.
Well, actually, it's funny because I kind of had a similar situation. Like, it would happen little by little. So I would have, like, oh, a 12-shoe rack, and then I'd buy another one, and then it just wound up being, like, six different shoe racks. And I was like, okay, this is insane. There's got to be a better way. So I bought on Amazon this thing. I haven't actually posted it on my blog yet, but maybe I'll put a picture down below this interview so people, if they want to buy it. But it's basically what you would see in a store. Like, you know, in Nordstrom, how they have the sale racks that are, like, double-sided and then there's wheels, kind of?
Yeah.
It's basically, mm-hmm. like, one of those. And it fits, okay, it doesn't fit all my shoes because I have too many, but it fits a good probably 30, 40 pairs, and it was, like, $30. So
nice.
That's, like, my new obsession.
Yeah, you'll have to show that to me. I definitely need it.
Yeah. And then I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you can say this, but prior to your job, was DV one of your favorite shoe brands? Or if you want to tell us some other shoe brands you really love too?
Oh my gosh, no, Dolce Vita was my favorite shoe brand. And I was always pretty sad because I could never find them in my size. Still, sometimes it bothers me that they don't carry my size, but I still love the design and everything. I was super stoked when I got the job because they are my favorite shoe brand. We're actually owned by Steve Madden, though, so I feel like I can say that, you know, Steve Madden sometimes has really cute shoes, too.
Wow, I never knew that, but yeah, that's like an awesome combo. Maybe that's why
yeah.
they're so cute.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, I want you to tell me, you get to see, like, all of the offerings. Like you said, they send a million samples. What are some of your favorite shoe trends? And then also, what are some shoe trends that you just cannot get on board with?
So, I feel like I can answer this one great. So, for me, it's definitely personal preference, but I love the kind of open-back mule-like shoe right now. We have a lot of shoes coming in that are, like, tall heel, but they don't really have a back on them, so they're slide-in, super comfortable leather, but they're closed toe. They're not a sandal. And I definitely love that style. It's breeze-putting on. Usually they're pretty comfortable. I also really like the sneaker trend. That's something that Dolce Vita has been really trying to build, is a sneaker line that is really competitive with the other sneaker lines out there right now. So we're just getting started with that. So you'll probably see more Dolce Vita sneakers in stores coming seasons. But yeah, the sneakers are really getting popular, and we're actually focusing a lot of our development efforts on sneakers. On that note, though, some of the trends that I wish would die are, like, we have some really futuristic-looking sneakers that I just hate. Like, it looks like they are moon shoes or something, and I don't know. I just don't get it. A lot of our customers don't seem to get it either. You know, I think it's an attempt to become a little more edgy, but it's not one that I necessarily love.
So one of the last things I wanted to ask was, where do you want to take your career in the future? Do you want to keep working in the fashion industry for a while, or is there anything in particular that really interests you that you want to try to achieve?
I've been working my whole life, I guess, as kind of a goal to be involved in the fashion industry, but I think my end goal has always been to become a buyer, and so I keep working towards that. I kind of took a break and learned the production side of things at Dolce Vita. I love Dolce Vita, and I want to see where that takes me right now.
But it sounds like the job you're doing there is kind of preparing you to be a buyer in the future, because even though I guess you're not choosing the items yourself maybe, but you're still technically placing the orders for them, right?
Right, that's exactly it. You know, we actually place orders based on what our customers want. So, you know, we have the advantage there that we pretty much know what we buy is what we're going to sell. So, yeah, it's definitely preparing me. It's to be a buyer. It's actually kind of a purchasing role in itself, but it's called production because it's involved with the creation of the shoes as well. So.
Okay, and then just one reader question. Someone wanted me to ask you, when is the best timing to buy shoes? I guess to get a good deal. Like, do you try to get it right when the season for that shoe would be ending, or is it better near the holidays, or do you know anything about that type of situation?
the best deals kind of are towards the end of the season. So, like, right now, you know, I just went to Nordstrom the other day and was looking at all the spring shoes and saw a lot of our shoes. Our spring shoes are actually on sale now. So I think that the end of the season is best. We actually do a separate holiday line. So I think that, you know, we pretty much stay full price throughout the holidays. But after the holidays, for sure, you might find some great deals.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Cool. And then the last thing is there anywhere you want people to, like, follow you? And it could be social media or, like, just anywhere you want to promote that you want people to keep up with what you're up to.
Yeah, I try to update my Instagram. I'm pretty active on Instagram. My boyfriend and I kind of joke that we want to start a blog, but we haven't started a blog yet, so...
Would you happen to want to start a travel blog? Because I feel like your Instagram always has the best photos of, like, you in these amazing locations. I'm like, where is she now? It's so pretty always.
Yeah, that's one thing that we really want to do, is more traveling. And I've been really into, like, the hiking and the camping the last couple of years. Just getting outdoors and really seeing the world is, you know, interesting to me. It's kind of my escape from fashion when I need an escape. So, yeah, that's kind of, my Instagram is kind of a little bit of both, so.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to link your Instagram below, and then you guys can go follow Angie there and check out her cute outfits and see what she's up to next. And I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm thinking you wouldn't mind if they have any other questions. They can comment on your Instagram or message you there, or just leave me a comment on this blog post and I can ask her for you guys as well. Is that cool?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, girls, so much. It was good to catch up.
Thanks. You too. It was good to talk to you.
All right, bye.
Bye.